a little bit of drama here at the Meet Me Roy and the Red Morning Show headquarters. Come on in, Victoria. Some employees are having some things to say about me here.
The disgruntled employees?
Hold on, not employees. One employee told our big boss.
Our big, big boss. Not my boss. My boss's boss.
Walter, he runs the entire cluster here.
And that's what he talks like, if you're wondering why Manny sounds like that.
It does. It's a good impersonation.
Roy, get over here.
Okay, so what was said about you?
Well, we were in a meeting, and Walter, our big, big boss, is telling a story about how another coworker almost ran me over. And he's talking about how maybe if I'd show up to work on time, it wouldn't happen. And I was so confused. I'm like, what are you talking about?
When were you late for work?
So there was a trip that a couple of the employees took here, and they took a station vehicle, and apparently the station vehicle was leaving at about 5:50 in the morning, and the person driving it reported back to Walter, our big boss, that he accidentally almost hit Roy in the parking lot at 5:50. And Walter's response is, "Why is Roy getting into work at 5:50?"
So he wasn't like trying to rat you out. He was just saying like,
"Well, it sounds exaggerated to me because I don't ever remember Roy rolling in here five minutes before the show starts."
Maybe. Got something to say?
Never five. We have a rule. We have a rule on the show. If you're not here by 5:30, we call you.
Right. That's true.
That's our breakdown time.
I'm starting to think that maybe she's this mysteriously
Victoria's the rat.
slipping notes underneath Walter's drawer.
I've never gotten here because we go on the air about 5:53. We go on the air right around 5:50.
Yeah.
I've never walked in and was like, "Oh, got to get on the air."
No, it's rare. Like, maybe if you forgot something, you had to run back home.
Sure. Yeah.
But that
so
wasn't
rare.
That day.
No.
What time do you think it was?
Maybe it was 5:20.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
5:20. You know, the thing is that...
22, maybe.
Maybe he was running 29. Late. He was running late, and he, you know, they thought that he was on time, and he ratted you out, and they thinking...
That's the time you roll in.
I got this thing. I have insomnia. I have sleeping issues. So if I sleep, it's hard for me to get going in the morning, so I come like maybe 15 minutes late. But if I don't sleep, I'm here like what? I mean, 5, if not 4 something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm here before everyone.
You're like, what about all those times?
Yeah. Sometimes I'm here before like any lights are on. Any.
I wonder if anyone else had a coworker rat them out. And maybe like in Roy's case, it wasn't true.
As he said, she said.
Maybe it's at a place where you're not even working anymore right now. Get to us, though, and let us know if you're in this position. Make our buddy Roy Boy feel better about himself.
And you can also tweet at the MRL show.
When we were in the meeting and our big boss Walter was like, "Maybe he got here earlier." Roy didn't understand what was going on, so he couldn't defend himself.
Right.
Yeah, it happened so quickly.
I hate that moment, too, when you're trying to figure out the situation. You're like, wait, what is happening here? Could somebody have given me a heads up?
It's been a hell of a week, from Loren not wanting to meet the CEO of the company because she didn't look good, to Roy coming in late when he's really not.
Yeah.
We're on fire.
This company has to hate us. I mean, they really do.
All right. When did a coworker rat you out? What did they say? Get to us. 704-570-9595. We're going to talk about that. And we got to visit the John Mayer, K.E. Perry situation again in just about 6 minutes.
So people get ratted out by a coworker. Maybe you're like me. Maybe you actually didn't do it. Maybe it's a lie. Maybe you did do it. I don't know. Let's talk with Mike and Monroe. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, bud. Thank you. You know, you're part of the radio family. You can call whenever you want to.
There you go. Good deal.
So what happened?
Well, I've got a good one for you. You can't make this up. Worked for a company about 12 years ago, and office-type setting, just having a rumor mill conversation with about 5 or 6 coworkers about another coworker of ours who was split up from his wife.
You had an audience. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So we were just, you know, typical office deal. And we were talking about, well, we had heard that it was the wife having an affair. We heard that it was the husband having an affair. Well, about a week and a half later, I end up in personnel. And they're asking me about a conversation that was had where I had said that I had heard it was the wife having the affair. Well, you know, I told him it was a group setting and this all went down, and, you know, it was just, you know, typical personnel deal. So anyway, about 2 years later, a female friend of mine, she says, "You know, Mike, I really need to confess something to you." And I went, "Okay." She says, "You remember that time you got called to personnel about talking about so and so about, you know, the affair they were had or the they were separated. I said, sure. She went, well, that was kind of my fault. I went, what do you mean? She went, well, the person that was split up from his wife, she was actually seeing. So they had a conversation after their, you know, moving furniture, whatever you want to call it.
But, whoa.
You know, and they had a conversation and said, yeah, you know, so-and-so told me they were having a conversation, and they said that it was your wife who was having the affair and not you. And I was like, oh, my God. So 2 years later, I got the revelation that she had kind of mentioned to her, so her office lover,
oh,
confident.
Dude.
He went back behind her back and, you know, told management that, you know, I had been spreading some rumors, but, you know, it was... Yeah, it was quite a shock. I never knew who or how I got called in, and then she was...
2 years, though. I mean, it took Mike 2 years to find that out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, Tanya and Charlotte.
Hi, how's
hey, y'all? Roy got ratted out by a coworker for being late to work when he really wasn't, so we're just wondering, when did a coworker rat you out?
So, about 2 years ago, I was at work and pregnant, huge pregnant. And we had a strict no eating at our desk policy. But I was sneaking some cheese crackers.
You were pregnant, girl.
You know, the baby calls for cheese crackers. You eat cheese crackers. And she went straight to my boss and was like, Tanya's eating cheese crackers at her desk.
Oh,
grow up.
And I got rolled up for it.
And you know what? And get your Apple sound effect ready.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I bet Tanya works at like a really quiet place, and so it's like this quiet.
They're crunching.
Right. It's like this quiet, and all of a sudden, like, what was that?
Tanya, you're pregnant. Man, come on, give her a break.
I can't believe they wrote her up for that.
I know. Anonymous and Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Thank you. How are y'all?
Well, we're fantastic. Ready to kick off the weekend.
Oh, no. I just want to have Manny do his little nanny laugh.
I know.
I was the one that initially called in to bust him out of the water for always giving Victoria smack.
Oh, we love our Victoria.
Oh, we do.
We do. And I love Manny's nanny laugh.
Thank you.
And Loren, welcome back.
Thank you, girl.
Anything about me?
Okay. So I.
Well, hold on a second.
Now
hold
you got to compliment Roy for something. You now you feel left out.
Roy, you can be Whitney's boy toy.
Okay, you know, let's move on. Let's just.
He's like, maybe I don't want anything.
Move on the conversation. Okay, anonymous.
Okay, I personally wasn't ratted out, but I was a stylist for 20 years before we moved here because now we have four little ones. And our pastor, I cut his hair, and we had this lady working at the front desk, and he was he married us, he, like, is severe close friends, I mean, serious close friends of ours. And I was like, are you okay? And he goes, I have to tell you something. Anyway, long story short, the lady at the front desk had three children. She had gone and sold multiple credit cards from the church body's people, and was using them and being investigated on fraud, and she was working at my salon's front desk doing all the transactions with credit cards that she had. And it was a huge thing because we live from a small island in Georgia. So, I mean, there's not that many people when you know everybody.
Right.
And so I had to go and talk to my superior that was a doctor that I worked under covering the salon, and they end up coming and having to handcuff her and let her go.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I mean, it was a huge deal because, I mean, she had stolen all these people's money and was using them. And, yes, she was a mom of three young kids, but she was working our front desk.
Mm.
You know, man. With all transactions. Wow. I mean, Loren, you know, getting your hair done, I mean, for somebody to get a highlight and a haircut with me was like $270.
Oh, yeah, that's expensive.
I mean, like, she has
That's a whole other conversation, by the way, Anonymous, about how much you pay for your hair.
Manny and Roy, take a deep breath, because y'all probably go to Supercuts or, like, Sports Clips.
Sports Clips.
Sheer excellence for me.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Anonymous. And it shows in our hair. I love our hairstyle. All right, thanks, everyone. Kiss 95.1.